Welcome to the Rema Feast podcast. This is a non-denominational apostolic movement whose teachings will transform your life. Welcome to this episode by Reverend Dr. Julian Chula.
How Jerusalem lies waste and its gates are burnt with fire. Come, let us rebuild the walls of Jerusalem of Africa, so that we may no longer be a reproach. Which means when our walls are not built, we are a reproach. But by God's grace, this is the generation that shall be called the repairers of the breach. This is the generation that shall be called the builders, the ones that saw the light and something changed. Shall we pray? Father, may every word I speak today be guided by you, Holy Spirit. Show us the way. Show us the truth. Show us the light. In Jesus' name we pray. As somebody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God's people. God asks Moses, what's that you have in your hand? And I believe every priest is selected from among men for men in things pertaining to God. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1. And the whole mystery of Melchizedek and the things we discussed yesterday begins to come into play. Now, I want to go a little bit deeper and show you that one of the things I shared with you is that the enemy does not want God's children to have revelation. And when God's children have revelation, light. Because ladies and gentlemen, what brings light is not just the logos dimension. It is the entrance of the word that brings light. So what I want to bring to you today, I believe, is a dimension of light. Now, when God wanted to bring us into union with him, this had to be a thing of the spirit. It could not be a thing that came from the essence of man in his natural element. Man does not have the capability to bring it to pass, the essence of what God wants to do. That whole transaction had to be a transaction in faith. It had to be a transaction in the place of faith. But at the same time, it had to be a transaction originated by God and not by man. And so faith, being a tool that God has given us to use in our time, becomes a crucial tool to understand how light comes. When light comes on a man, when the entrance of the word comes, direction comes. Destiny begins to become sure. The sons of Issachar, they understood the seasons and the times, so they knew what Israel ought to do. So this morning, I'm going to take quite a marketplace position. And I want to train us on a few things that are very important, and then I'm going to go into my presentation so that you can benefit from what God wants us to do. In that book of Nehemiah, one of the things that happened is that Nehemiah got news. He got news about what had happened in Jerusalem, and his spirit was broken. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, any person that God is going to use for any purpose and anything has to be touched by what is going on with the people that God has given them. Any shepherd that God is going to be used has to be touched by the feelings of what people are going through, and genuinely so. That your finishing must become a passionate part of how a man or woman of God or a leader that God brings is touched by what people are going through. And Nehemiah was such a leader, because in chapter 2, it says, when it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine to him and gave it unto the king. Now I had never been sad. You can put it down there for me. Never been sad in his presence before. And verse 2, therefore, the king said unto me, why is your face sad? Since you are not sick, this is nothing but sorrow of heart. In 2005, I was in the U.S., but from 2002, 2003, the Holy Spirit had started prodding me about coming back to Africa. And I'm not sure I had plans to necessarily come back. I planned to come back, but not necessarily to come back and settle. I was happy to come and find out how everybody's doing and then go back. But the Spirit of God said, I have an assignment for you and you must go back. When I was in America as a waiter, at some point, a prophet from Nakuru came to our church in America. An amazing man of God. I grew up as a Baptist. So prophecies were not something we were used to in the church. God had to take me out of Kenya to help me have a revival in my spirit. I'm not saying you don't get revival in Baptists. No, don't get me wrong. But I needed another address for a particular message to hit me. And when I was there, this man of God comes to America. I'm a waiter. I'm a waiter in a restaurant in America. And he says to me, he calls me out in the crowd and he says, I'm prophesying to you that one day God showed me in the spirit, I see you and I see a field full of people. So I looked behind, I wondered, who are you talking to? And he said, I'm talking to you. And he said, give me your name. So I gave him my name. And he prophesied for almost 5 minutes. Actually, while he was prophesying, tears were in his eyes. He was so passionate and he prophesied. He spoke to me and said, I see a field so big you cannot see the end of people. And I see God using you, but it is not in America. You see, there's a word that has been spoken over your life. Your disposition at the time the word comes does not matter. Because that word is not a word spoken just out of the blues. It is a word that God is going to watch over. So at some point, I know my preservation has been because of the word that God had already spoken over me. And until that word comes to pass, things shall not settle. I want to prophesy to somebody. Every prophetic word that has been spoken over your life, that was a word that was released by God, I want to tell you that word shall come to pass. It shall not dwindle and it shall not. You must pray over that word. You must war with that word. You must activate that word, but it shall surely come to pass. He was from Nakuru and God sent him all the way to Houston, Texas to come and say, you're going. Listen, I was not a preacher. You know, if I was the pastor of the church, you'd have said, okay, maybe he has seen. I was not a preacher. I was not necessarily. I was a waiter. I feel like talking to somebody for just 2 minutes. I know right now what you do does not look like it will amount to much. But there's a word that the Spirit of the Lord has for you in this season, and that word shall surely come to pass. It shall surely come to pass. It shall surely come to pass. So here we are years later. And I believe this is just the beginning of the activation of that prophecy. Because what he said is that that shall be a normal Sunday. So Rema Feast is not it. No more Sunday. No more Sunday. Logistics galore. Every week. It is only in Nigeria, where now I went to minister by God's grace, through a very amazing man. My introduction to Nigeria was very interesting. I've never given you my story, but I want to do this presentation. But what I want to tell you is important. So when God introduced me to Nigeria, it came through ways I would not imagine. I was in my office one day. I went down to Java downstairs, and I met this man who introduced me to a Nigerian man. And one way or the other, that Nigerian man introduced me to another Nigerian man. And before I knew it, it was such a simple thing that the activation of my intestines to desire a particular food caused me to enter a particular restaurant to meet a particular man who introduced me to another man who then introduced me to Archbishop Mama Idahosa, and the rest is history. At the time I met that man in that Java, our church probably had 300 or 400 people. It was not too long ago, Jemima, you remember? It was not too long ago. We were just working. So the point I'm trying to make is, you've come for Rema Feast. You've just come here. Maybe you're a waiter. Maybe you're just in a place where somebody is hustling you for rent right now. But I have a word for somebody. This is not your story. Your story is different. So the book of Nehemiah became very dear to me, because as God began to show me buildings and things that we are going to do, He began to show me that the solutions we need to put in place, that I must study this Nehemiah, and I must see certain things that are important. Take these notes down. Nehemiah chapter 2. He says, "Now not known before time known or been sad before his presence. So the king said unto me, why is your countenance sad, seeing that you're not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart. Then I was dreadfully afraid." So now his opportunity to speak came. And therefore, the next verse says, "And said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire? Then the king said unto me, what do you request?" First, let me show you verse 3. This is King Artaxerxes. This is a Phoenician king. They were very, very, these kings were not small play. These were kings that had conquered extreme territories. And so to even come with a sad countenance before the king would have meant that you're going to be killed. So for him to come to the king with a sad countenance was a strategy to provoke a question, for which in chapter 1 he had already prayed and asked God for wisdom. So by bringing this conversation to bear, God had given him the tongue on how to speak the language of the king. So because these kings had already put decrees on Jerusalem, they could not go against their own word. So if Nehemiah just came and said that we are just, you know, I got sad news. Jerusalem is burning. Things are looking bad. Nothing is working in Jerusalem. The king would have just said, that's why you're coming sad. But what did he do? He tapped into the ancestry, the things that were important to the king is how he tapped into the king's, he got the king's attention by talking to the king about what touched the king's heart. Because to the Phoenicians, the places of ancestry and the places of the father's tombs were very, very important. So, this is a king that is holding keys to something you need. So the language to get the king to begin to soften up towards you needs wisdom from God. And some of the things God is going to give you as resources are not just going to fall from the sky, because as I told you yesterday, Jesus gained wisdom in favor and stature with God and with men. So there is a dimension of men that have some things that you need. But what you have to get is the wisdom on how to have the conversation with the person that has the resources. Because I discovered later in life that laying my hands on someone else's car does not transfer it to me. So you need to have the tongue, the language of the king. So he says, do you see the place of my father's tombs? Immediately, the king's spirit is now paying attention, because he's not just talking his language. What am I trying to say? For those of you that are going to do things in the marketplace, some of the resources you need are not in Christians' hands. So the language on how you're going to partner and how you're going to get what you need is not going to come from necessarily a place where you may understand it. You will have to learn the language that that king speaks. And today I'm asking God to touch your tongue so that the language of the king can come upon you. Listen to me. For Queen Esther to get the king's attention, some of you think that she was dancing the dance of the church choir. Esther was not in CU. Esther understood the things that happen in the palace. So may God touch your tongue so that the next time you're, listen, even at an embassy, you must learn the language of the king. Most people are denied visas because of what they say when they arrive at the window. May your tongue be laced with grace for the things that need to come your direction. Did you know when you open your mouth, favor can come from men because of what you say? Sometimes even what you don't say. Glory be to God. You must learn. Somebody came to me to ask me to invest in their business. And when they arrived, I tested them in a very simple way. I asked them a question. And I just told them, okay, would you like a cup of tea? They said, yes, thank you very much. Then I said, would you like a donut with that? They said, yes, thank you very much. Then I said, would you like a samosa? They said, yes, yes, please. I said, I'm not investing in you. Sababu saa zingine mpaka ujue kuweka kisu kwa shingo. There are some small things that can cause you to miss a mark, that even when God opens a door, you know, favor can open doors and bad manners can close them. At the back, are you hearing me? So we must ask ourselves certain questions about what are these things that the Lord wants us to do. So the language of the king must be understood. And today we decree that the favor of the Lord will give you language that kings can understand, so that when you go to them, it's not just for selfies. There are doors God will open for you that are not for your photo album. They are for the sake of the children of God. Glory be to God. The reason I'm teaching you this is because I know you're entering somewhere. So entering is not the problem. It is what you will say when you enter. Shake your neighbor for me and say, I will not make the mistake I made in 2022. This time when God opens the door for me and I enter, I know grace shall abound, but the wisdom of kings shall be in my system. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout amen. And by the way, this time when you enter, you're not leaving. Oh, I feel the anointing of God already in this place. When you enter, you're not leaving this time. It shall be from glory to glory, grace to grace. This thing of you enter, you taste it, and then you lose it, that season has ended in your life. I might as well prophesy to somebody before I do the business presentation. Entering and coming out is not your portion. I declare this time when you enter, you shall stay there, and your grandchildren shall enjoy the benefits of the grace that is operating in your life. I decree over somebody's life, this is not how your story shall end. Shout amen. Please sit down. I'm not coming out. Mambo ya kionjo imeisha leo. Glory to God. So Nehemiah's tongue was touched. So the king said to me, verse 4, for what purpose do you make this request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. When the door opens, ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. When doors open to kings, ask God for wisdom. And I said to the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, so that I may rebuild it. And the Bible says, the king said to me, the queen also sitting beside him. This is a very important point, I tell people. This is very important because queens do something. Queens make us get egos. So we have to know, the reason the Bible says the queen was sitting next to him is because this was even a more sensitive conversation. Because she can open her mouth and tell the king, what are you doing? You've already put a decree in place. So his conversation was so sensitive that he made sure that even the sensitivity of the queen had been catered for in the conversation. Because ladies and gentlemen, you'll be surprised who run countries. Okay. Yes. You can have boardroom conversations, but bedroom conversations win the day. Sawa tu. Acha niache hapo. It means you can get the king's okay and get the queen's no. And from experience, the queen's no will win. Don't despise a king's wife. She can change the king's mind. That at 2 p.m. he told you yes. And then tomorrow he calls you and says, now, something has come up. I hope somebody's getting some wisdom. Don't despise a king's wife. She can bring a no where there was a yes. Glory be to God. If you don't believe me, ask Haman. So, Let's cruise along. I want to show you this presentation. I have 3 points to show you, or 4 here, and then we move to the presentation. Then the king said to me, how long will your journey be? And when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me. So number one is you're going to get the king's language. Have you gotten that? Yes. Number two, you're going to set a time. The Bible says, and I set him a time. Aha. Today we are having conversations with kings. Yesterday, Bishop told you, my spiritual father told you, this meeting is to also prepare kings. Today we are talking to kings. In fact, the man coming to speak to you after me is a kingmaker. So prepare yourselves. He arrived last night. He's ready for you, and he's about to just release some things to you that are going to be beneficial to you and helpful to you. Pastor Poju will be here in a few minutes, and I know you will be blessed in Jesus' name. So, set a time. Hallelujah. Your prophecy cannot just be perpetual. Set a time. I met a man yesterday. He's going to give you his testimony on Thursday. And he was just sharing with me that last year when he came here, by faith, he believed God for some things. He set a time. And yesterday he was giving me the testimony for what happened in these 12 months. Unbelievable. Schools have come. Ministry has expanded. Things have happened for him. Business has increased. Hospital has been built in 1 year. We are here to make kings. But you must set a time. And I want you to declare that next year, by the time you come for Rema Feast, there shall be a testimony. So what you do on that notebook you're writing, write, I'm setting a time, August 30th, 2025. What shall happen between now and, because heaven must work also with an expectation of your hope. The Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart weary. And when the heart is sick, then faith is affected. Are we together? I want you to help me move my friends. You have some chairs here that are empty, and the sun is really working on my friends. So could you please move my friends closer to the shade? Although it will not look good, but I know the cameras will be shy. If you want to get some shade on that side, please, I don't want you to kumia bwana asifiwe. I'm seeing some of you in the sun, and that sun will work on you. By evening, you'll be my color. I'm talking to all of you on this side. If you'd like to move, it's okay. Amen. So, set a time. Are we together? Set a time. Set a time for your wedding. Set a time. Yesterday we prayed for people to receive children. Do you remember? Yes. Set, those people who got that miracle, set a time. You can even set a time of 9 months and 15 minutes. And you know what the 15 minutes is for? I can hear egos in the room saying 15 minutes is not enough. Set a time. You set your time. 9 months, 1 hour. Set a time. Shake your neighbor, say, by this time next year. Hapo nyuma mnanisikia sababu hapo najua ndio moto iko. Set a time. 9 months from now, what will be happening in your life? Some of you are saying, man of God, 9 months is too long. Set a time. 2 weeks from now, what are you believing God for? Yes, set a time. And number three is in the next verse. So he set him a time. He set him a time. And moreover, I like this next one. I said to the king, if it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they must permit me to pass through till I come to Judah. And a letter to Asaph, keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me, not that he might. The letter should say, you must give me. Glory be to God. You're not coming out of here to make requests. The king is giving you his signature and his seal. Those resources must be released for your vision in the name of Jesus. He says that he must give me timber, yadosh kaladaba, to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple for the city. Now he's gone into details. And for the house that I will occupy. And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God that was upon me. Number three, you must know the resources that the king has and where those resources are and who is the gatekeeper of those resources. You must know the resources the king has. You must know the gatekeeper of those resources, and you must know how to tap into those resources, because before this Rema Feast is over, every resource you need for your vision, God is going to give you wisdom on how to get the letters you need for that vision to come to pass. Keep going. I want to move to my presentation now. Number four. So you must know where the resources are. Number four. So I went to the governors in the region beyond the river, gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. I want to jump very quickly to verse 10. Now, because you have letters, because you have authority, because you have a vision, when Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobias, the Ammonite official, heard of it, I want to stop there. I want to tell you, they are going to hear. Oh, you didn't hear me. This thing you're about to do cannot be hidden. Give me a phone over there. Pass me a phone. Let me show you what's going to happen to you. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Don. Can you all see this light? Can you all see this light? I haven't switched it off. Can you all see the light? But the light is on. Ah. That's what has been happening to many of you. Your light is on, but nobody can see it. But because you're getting these letters from this Rema feast, God is about to remove that light from a place of obscurity to a place where men can see it. Because a city on a hill cannot be hidden. I announce to you, this was your last season of being hidden in the name of Jesus. There are men that are being sent to help you. The king is sending even guards with you. The king is sending letters with you. That means your season for announcement has arrived in the name of Jesus. If you believe me, shout, I receive the light, the knowledge, the wisdom, the language for my destiny. Shout the loudest amen you ever shout. Amen. That's what God showed me. Sit down, please. He said, I'm about to unleash you. Men are being sent to help your destiny. Destiny helpers. This Rema feast, Holy Spirit, release destiny helpers for the urgent work of the kingdom that must be done now. In Jesus' name. I'm so tempted to just flow in that direction, but I have to show you this presentation. Kakayadabos. People have been hidden for so long. People that are carrying solutions have not yet met the people they need to meet. But in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I hear the Spirit of God say, we break everything that has blocked your destiny helper. And today, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we align, we cause to come to pass every person that is supposed to be helping you, that you missed in 2020, that you missed in 2015, that you missed in 2022. May 2024 be a year of destiny in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Because, listen, your light has to shine. You have to arise. By now you ought to be the solution giver. By now you ought to be. The spirit of delay over your life is broken. People on that side, if you're hearing me, the spirit of delay over your life is broken. The spirit of delay over your life is broken in the name of Jesus. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. The spirit of delay over your life is broken. People are coming to work for you that have two PhDs. People are coming to work for you and release resources to you that have master's degrees and that have everything you need for life and godliness. You shall wonder what is happening. God is going to cause men to give to your bosom in the name of Jesus. May the hearts of kings be softened for your vision. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands for just 1 minute. Before I move on, I just want to pray that prayer. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Is that my key? You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. Oh, you are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face, I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace. I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. Yeah. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. Awesome in this place, hey, mighty God. Hey, you are awesome, say, mighty God. You are awesome, Abba Father. Sanballa, please sit down. Kabus, hi. I'm really trying. Hey. Ooh. Hey. Nothing more, and when you're
Come on, sing that.
Take the stage, Lord, have your way. Just a vessel, nothing more.
Satisfied to see you glorified.
You know what is entering my spirit is I'm seeing what the Lord has done in 1 year. As I told you to set a time, I just began to see so many testimonies. I saw people's assignments just being receiving so much help from heaven. He told me to tell you the vision is for an appointed time. He said it will not tarry. Though it tarry, wait for it. I hear God reviving people's visions here. Can we just go into a thanksgiving mode for 5 minutes? See what the Lord has done. I want you to see it done. Oh, see what the Lord has done. Such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit here. God, we wait for. People are receiving something right now. It's come to pass. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. You will see with your very eyes that it has not been by might nor by power. If God can bring a waiter home, I see you doing the impossible. I see you doing the impossible. Let the Spirit of God just blow through this place. We're trying. We're really trying. Let the Spirit of God just blow through this place.
Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome. Omnipotent Father,
Please sit down. Please sit down. If you can sit down, please sit down. So when Sanballat and Tobias, good to see you, sir. When Sanballat and Tobias, Sanballat the Horonite, Tobias the Ammonite heard, because they will hear. They will hear. Oh, they will hear. You can't be hidden any longer. They will hear. You know, when you have a restaurant that nobody's coming to, the only problem is people have not yet seen it. But now, because you have the letters, they will hear. People will hear about your idea. People will hear about your business plan. Those you never thought would bring you favor will bring you favor. Because of that, God is giving you a stronger backbone, because the moment you get letters from kings, the enemies also begin to rise, because all this time you've been here, there's a level of enemies you never knew. But now, because you have letters, those enemies will make themselves known. And when they hear, because when a child of God receives light, they become too dangerous for the kingdom of hell. So you can't just be assigned any regular demons. So when the kingdom of hell begins to assign to you the Sanballats of hell and the Tobiases of hell, it's to make sure you don't build. But let me say something here. I know within a short time, on the time you wrote that you've set, did people write a time? You will not need to answer your enemies. Your result will answer your enemies. Do I have builders here? Your result will answer your enemies. So the fruit shall be your answer. Because when they heard of it, put that scripture up, they began to say, look at this man. They were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek, good to see you, a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel. There are people who would prefer for you to stay where you are. But God has released men to come and release you from that status. And some of you are the men. And some of you are the women that are carrying the answer for your nations. To release those people from where hell has put them for 200 years. Some of you are carrying that vision. And I want to announce in the name of Jesus, that vision shall surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. When we visit your nations, we shall visit the universities you have built. When we visit your nations,
We shall look at the houses you've built for the welfare of God's people. We shall look at the hospitals. Let me ask you, how come every community can build except the Christian community? This Rema Feast, we are making an announcement to the world that the children of God are about to get engaged in the marketplace like never before. If somebody is hearing me, let me hear you shout, I hear you. My God, they shall hear. You cannot just have another bakery. You will have the bakery. You cannot just have another store. You will have the key store. The kingdoms of this world, the transfer is beginning. Because you have the letters from the King. You have the letters from the King. Please sit down. Let me make some sense of this in a minute or two. God help me. Hi. When they heard. You know what? Can you find that scripture for me? When they started seeing the work happening, Nehemiah comes back from inspecting, gathers the people, says, come. He does a rallying call. He makes a rallying call. The revelation of this message came to me 10 years ago. I can't believe how fresh it still is. He says, come, let us rebuild. Pastor George, City Lighters. It's not about whose church it is. The walls are down. Let us. Come on, Apostle Dennis. Let us. Come on, Bishop Minor and Agnes. Because the walls are down for the whole kingdom. They're down in South Africa. Come on, Namla. Oh, my God. They're down in Ethiopia. Come on, Ethiopia. Let us. let us. Which country is not here? Come on, come on, come on, Uganda. Come on, Uganda, let us rebuild the walls. Come on, Latvia, we are not leaving you behind. Come on, come on. Which country is not here? Tanzania, better find your way here. Come, come, come. Oh, Yadaba Sete Farada. Come, come to my left side. Oh, Yadaba Sete Peredeba. Come, come, come. Which country? Which country? Nigeria. Oh, Zambia is here. Ethiopia is here. Let us rebuild the walls. Let us rebuild the walls so that when they look at the church, they can remove sayings like, as poor as a church mouse. That shall be history. Because the church of Jesus Christ is rising again. Which country is that? Malawi. Ay, 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 ay. Let us rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Which country is that? Sierra Leone. Oh, Bayadabu Satalabasetepo. Come on. Praise the Lord, Church of Jesus Christ. Let us rebuild the walls. Let us rebuild the walls. Bring. Burundi is here. Bababa Satapa Ladaba Sata. Hey, Okoshata Dadabasetepa. Hey, Kaparadabako Satalabadabos. God is raising a people that shall say, it's not about what church you go to. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Somebody shout hallelujah. What country is that? South Sudan. Come on, lift up your hands. Receive grace for your nation. Receive grace for your country. The devil is a liar. Something is shifting. Something is moving. Something is being renewed in your neck. Come on, come on, come on. Walk, walk with me, walk with me, walk with me. If you can, walk with me. Yeah, 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 da, ba, la, da, da. Every step you take, one of us can put 1,000 to flight. But two of us, yeah, da, 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 can send the legions fleeing. We bring every nation represented here before the kingdom of God. And we declare victory. 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 Every step we take, something is breaking.
I will build my church upon this rock, and the gates of hell,
as you lift your hands, may the grace of nations come upon you. May the grace for nations come upon you. May the grace for global business come upon you. May the grace for global partnerships come upon you. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give God glory all over this place.
Shall not prevail.
Give God praise all over this sanctuary. Thank you. God is opening doors. Oh, Bayakosata. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. My God. The Holy Spirit has kidnapped my service. Please have your seats. Ooh. You don't understand what was going on here. It means that you start your salon. Now you can have a branch in Latvia. Territories have opened up for you in the name of Jesus. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Holy Ghost. I came here with a plan. I came with a plan. I came with a presentation. But people are going to hear about you. I can't stop. I can't get out of that place. You know, so many people struggle from that one thing only. I've not been heard. And I want to announce every person that is supposed to have heard your grandfather. Every person that should have heard your grandfather, who didn't hear your grandmother, they will hear you. Your voice shall become a voice for the nations. I think I'm in. I have seen a son of Jesse. 1 Samuel 16:18. A king was being disturbed in the palace. And someone in the palace announced. One of the servants answered and said, look. Now go back to the previous verse. Some of you are about to be seen. Have you ever been in a crowd where people look like they're enjoying themselves, but no one seems to see you? You're in meetings, but nobody seems to see you. You're trying to do transactions. Nobody seems to see you. There's an anointing that comes upon people that causes men to begin to announce you while you are busy minding your own business. So Saul said to his servants, provide me now a man who can play well and bring him to me. And one of the servants answered. He didn't wait. Because after Rema feast, they can't wait. People, what is happening here? I'm trying. He said, look, I have seen a son. The first disposition is sonship. Of all the qualifications you can have, the first disposition is one of sonship. The disposition between our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ is one of a father and a son. He says, look, I have seen a son. I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing. You don't have to make your own poster. God has prepared people to make your poster. God has prepared a company to advertise you. Because he has trained you and prepared you, because you are ready after this Rema feast, you cannot be hidden any longer. I'm talking to people who have taken their CVs to 18 places and nobody is seeing it. Today, in the name of Jesus, somebody is going to announce you before this week is over. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Struggle is not because you're not skillful. He was skillful in playing, but nobody had talked to the king about him. They are gonna hear about you. Rema feast, if you remember me for nothing else, remember this announcement. They will hear about you. I want you to shout your name so that it can be in the atmosphere. Shout your name. Shout your company name. Shout your children's names. It's in the atmosphere. They must hear. They must hear. They must hear. In 2024, they will hear about you. They will hear about your children. There's a whole file. I've seen over 16 files somewhere. And yours has always been under. They keep attending to the ones on top. But today, can we disturb somebody's peace? I don't know. I think the people at the back are ready to disturb somebody's peace. Can we disturb somebody's peace? May your fire be transferred from under and brought to the top today in the name of Jesus. Hey! You're getting ready. You're getting ready to do something powerful. Hey! Something good is about to happen. Ay, 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 ay. The presence of God is in this place. Receive. 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 Shout hallelujah. I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here. Skillful in playing. Which means when the door is open for you, you will be 10 times better. The only problem is that the door had never opened.
but you will be 10 times better than all of them. Skillful in playing. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. You know what I'm asking them to play? The solfa notation.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do.
Who taught David the solfa notation? Who taught him how to change octaves? The best teacher you can have is the Holy Spirit. So when they say the church doesn't produce the right people, doesn't produce the right material, that story is about to change. Because the products that are going to come out of this Rema feast, they've been trained in the wilderness. We are coming from the University of God. Which university did you go to? University of God. How did you learn how to speak this English? In the University of Jesus. How come you're so good at what you do? I come from the school of the Holy Spirit. That is your teacher. And we declare in the name of Jesus, you cannot be hidden any longer. If you believe what I'm saying, shout, I hear you. Shout, I receive the grace to come out of obscurity and come into the place where God is presenting me before kings. In Jesus' name. Could you sit down for a minute? I have 15 minutes. Oh God, what have we done? Now what is this? Now what is this? Skillful in playing. Do you know how many keys are there in the solfa notation? From Do to T. Count. One. Play Do. One. Play Re. Two. Play Mi. Three. Next. Fa. So is number five. La is number six. T is number seven. Wait, those are seven. That is the number of perfection. By the time he plays Do again, it's not on the same level. Which means, after Rema feast, the person who left work last week on Friday and the person who is entering on Monday, I may look the same, but God is playing me on another level. You will hear me on another level. You will talk about me on another level. You will see my things on another level. I cannot be on the same level from when I entered Rema feast. I declare in the name of Jesus, a new level is coming on you. A new unction is coming on you. Another level of your prophetic grace. Another level of your ministry. Another level of your business. Is somebody ready to go to another level? I want you to give God a shout of praise all over this. Hey! Stop. Hey! Now, skillful in playing, I begged you to take your seats. I really did. Please sit down. Another level. It was just a shop, but it's no longer gonna be just a shop. That's why that man came and encountered grace last year. Now he has built a hospital, two schools. His church had 200 members. In 1 year, 1,700 members. From Latvia, my son told me yesterday, their church has grown. You cannot encounter some things and stay on the same level. Ah.
another level. Same door, but another level. Same ministry. Something has shifted. There are people who came to our church. I asked them, how did you hear? We don't know. We were just driving. We were drawn here. No poster, no billboard. We were just drawn here. The Holy Spirit is the best advertiser, the best billboard you can ever have. What a poster can't do, the Holy Spirit can do. Tap two people and say, don't be jealous. I'm going to another level. Now, play for me. What key are you on? F sharp. Can you play for me D major 7? Hallelujah. Now, that's not just another level. That's a new dimension. So within the same level, when you enter another level, you will enter another dimension. That's why Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10 says that now we, Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God, the multifaceted wisdom of God. When you think you know God at this level, he introduces another level. When you think you know him at this level, he introduces another dimension. So while you're just busy entering that level, he'll be introducing you to another dimension. To the intent that now, please listen, that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities. So Sanballat and Tobias need to understand that it is not just you. You're carrying the wisdom of God, the multifaceted wisdom of God. When you think I'm building this way, God introduces a new strategy. That's why Nehemiah reached a point where with one hand they were holding their sword. Give me a Bible. With one hand, what is the sword? The sword of the Spirit. With one hand, they are holding the sword, and with the other hand, they were building. Which means we are not those Christians who are ashamed of being believers, for we are not ashamed of the gospel of salvation of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. Listen to me, we are not ashamed. We will build our companies on the tenets and the values and the pillars of Christianity. We will build our petrol stations. That's right. Somebody's building a petrol station. We will build our petrol stations on the values and virtues of Christianity. We will build our universities on the virtues. I hear in this place steel industries. Steel industries. I hear men and women of God that are getting involved in industries. Industrialization is coming to the church. You will own factories. I like the power and the fire at the back. You will run industries. Cement factories. Coming to the children of God by divine favor and unction. You shall not be employees much longer. I see God bringing you to a place where destiny is calling us into another level. Skillful in playing. I can't even go to the next point. Skillful in playing. Please sit down. At least let me use 5 minutes for something. It's great to see my brother, Pastor T. And all the way from Zambia, a dear friend of mine, Bishop Bruce Msidi, is here. Come on, help me. Help him feel welcome. Where's the clock? 10 minutes. Where's my scripture? After skillful in playing, the Bible says he was a man of valor. Mighty man of valor. I tried to research what valor means. I found out valor has to do with inner strength. This means that the wilderness trains me not to be a crybaby. This university of God, it's the dilemma of light. When light enters, it does certain things that if you're just moving in the flesh, you can begin to think that God is not there, because he will allow certain things to go through you and come through you and go through your life, that you can even quote scriptures like, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There are valleys of shadow of death. Moments in your life, you will feel like God is absent. But the university of God will train you to be a mighty man of valor, meaning you have dealt with your inner strength. That if you miss a particular chair in a church, you don't leave the church. Because you don't have issues. That if they don't say hi to you, you still come to work in the morning. That if they talk about you like Joseph, you still come to the palace in the morning. That now you're a mighty man of valor. You've dealt with your inner issues. Oh, you know how I was brought up. Tell your neighbor. The rest of us, did we just appear? We were all brought up. Yes, nobody has the monopoly of how they were brought up. Yes, sir. We were all brought up. All of us, nobody came out like a cow running. No, we all were born, we looked around, we couldn't understand what we were seeing. Look at your neighbor, say, we were all brought up. We all have a reference to our past of pain. I don't want to undermine your pain, but I want you to know the university of God will help you deal with the fact that your father can call all your brothers and forget you. That's why the pit is important, because if Joseph gets to the palace before the pit, he will slaughter his brothers. So your appearance at the palace must be for a person who has reached a refinement that enables you to do things that God wants you to do. So he's a mighty man of valor, meaning he has dealt with his inner issues. Whether they give me the microphone or not, I'm fine. Whether I sit at the front or at the back, I'm fine. I'm confident in who I am. The prophecy came. The oil is on my head. The word has come. I'm confident. I've realized proximity is not a guarantee of revelation. Have you learned something this morning? And then he says he's a mighty man of war. For this place we are going, we have to be mighty men of war. Some of the doors God is opening for you, there will be conflict, there will be jealousy, there will be wars, but you have to stay standing. And you have to make sure that you don't compromise. Because in the book of Psalm chapter 1, the Amplified Version, Bible says, blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied. You shall be envied. That jealousy will take you nowhere. You will continue rising. Is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, no stance. Give me NKJV. Let me just land with this and I close. papayados. Because in this kingdom, there's a way we sit. There's a way we walk. And there's a way we stand. I've given you many mysteries today. There's a way we walk. There's a way we sit. So when God opens those doors for you, and you can speak the language of the king, and Sanballat, Tobias, and all those people come, let me say this. If you can walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, which means there's a way we walk. We don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We don't sit. Can I tell you what has happened this morning? When I was younger, I didn't understand the weight of his glory. So I can feel a breeze is here. So what happens when you go and take wheat and you throw those jetawatia? Those things, what are they called? So when you sheave and you throw them up, the wind blows, isn't it? That wind is the university of God. Because that wind removes every impurity. It separates. Now, what happens is the reason it's moving is because it's lighter than wheat. So its weight cannot cause it to land. The wind will blow. But why will the wheat sit? Because of the weight. So what has happened this morning, what we have witnessed, is the weight of his glory. Because when the wind blows, what causes Pastor T to keep preaching, even when people talk about him, is not his strength. It's the weight. So in this kingdom, there's a way we sit. We don't sit in the seat of scoffers. Oh no. There's a weight you're carrying. That when you appear in a room, something, I was with some uncles of mine who drink. And when I began preaching, I would enter a room and they'd continue drinking. But 3 years ago, something happened. They started hiding the alcohol. I asked them, what changed? They said, we don't know. Every time you come, we just feel something telling us to hide it. You know what it is? Over time, I've learned to understand the weight of his glory. Let me tell you, there are people who mimic you and talk about you in the office. They haven't experienced you in the next level, in the next dimension. When you appear next Monday, you'll be having the weight. Which means as they speak, some of them will not understand how you're getting promoted. But there's a weight that is coming on you. It's called the weight of his glory. There's a way we sit in this kingdom. When you sit in your office next week, you won't just be sitting on that chair. The weight of the glory of God will be sitting in that building. When you sit in a matatu, they said every time the American president enters a plane, it becomes Air Force One. When you sit in a matatu, it becomes Matatu One because you have entered. When you enter an Uber, it becomes Uber One because you have entered. Why? You're carrying the weight. You're carrying the weight of his glory. So that's not just another business plan. It has the weight. That's not just another business. It carries the weight. They don't sit in the seat of scoffers. They don't stand in the way of sinners. But their delight is in the law of the Lord. And on that law they meditate day and night. Mighty men of war. They meditate. Men are putting me in a lion's cage in the morning. Why do the nations conspire? Why do the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against them. Listen to me. They meditate on his word day and night. That's what we eat. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every revelation, every rhema that comes from the mouth of God. That's why we are here for a whole week. We are eating.
thinking something. There's a way we live. There's a way we eat. It's the way we sit. Look at a neighbor, say, I'm not just sitting here. I'm carrying something. Carrying something. Ay, 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 ay. I'm carrying something for my nation. I'm carrying something. I'm carrying something. Hey, Paladal. Let the weight of. I'm carrying something. There's weight on me. I'm done. There's weight on me. I'm carrying something. I'm not nobody. I'm carrying something. Listen, what does it say? In that law, they meditate day and night. They shall be like a tree planted. You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither. Can I say what I hear in the spirit? What you're about to start cannot expire. You're about to begin to do has no expiry date. Your children shall find it. Your grandchildren shall find it. Your great grandchildren shall find it. Shake somebody, say, it shall not expire. Come on, lift up your hands and begin to receive the grace of Yahweh, because kings are about to give you provision. Men are about to open doors for your vision. Something is about to change. Listen, I want us to pray for 2 minutes. I have 2 minutes remaining on my clock. I dedicate it to a time of prayer. I want people to pray, 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 pray. Pray like your life depends on the things that you've heard right now. Pray, pray and believe God that something new is coming upon your life. Let men pray. Pray with desperation. Pray with understanding. Hey, ay, 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 Damas. Ladies, when I say sons, I'm in the spirit, so I'm not being gender insensitive. In the spirit, there's no gender. I'm seeing sons about to do things that men are going to be perplexed. In this generation, you shall be seen. You shall be heard. You cannot be hidden any longer. Your day of appearance has come. Is it not written? Arise and shine, for your light, your revelation has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon.